And we're back in studio with 9-year-old Mason from Marquette talking about his first buck with a crossbow this past Sunday. And Mason, thanks for hanging around. I can't wait to hear the rest of this story.
I'm excited to tell you about it.
Well, one of the things that you said earlier this hour is something that's really important in my opinion, and that was your dad came up to you on Sunday and said, "Hey, you want to go hunting?" And you were doing what?
I was playing video games.
And that's one of the biggest things I always say on this show. This show is about getting people excited, getting kids excited, and off Xboxes and outside. And that's what you did because your dad asked you if you wanted to go hunting. That's a huge thing to me. So also, a big, big kudos to you for saying, "Yeah, I don't want to play video games. I can do that all winter. I'm going hunting." And that's what you did. And let's talk about the rest of the story. I'm going to remind you where you left us off. You had a doe come in. Your little 6-year-old brother Easton was in there with you. He wanted to see the doe. It didn't run away. And then another doe came in, and you noticed what?
That it was like looking to the left of it, and like it was kind of looking up and kind of staring like it saw like another deer. So then my dad said, "It's probably looking at something else that's probably going to come in later." So we had like another hour before it got dark. So he said, "We're just going to wait." And then like 10 minutes later, when all the does are gone, a buck comes in. And so, like, first it was at our other spot, and he got that set up, and then he was trying to look at the range and all that stuff. So, like, I kept asking him, "What's the range?" and all that, and like that. And then it, like, started moving to the other bait spot, which is, like, 50 yards away. So we had to move so fast without the buck seeing him, because we had one window to the left and one in the middle, and the crossbow was on it. So I had to help him, like, take the crossbow and, like, move it over to the middle without the buck seen me or him. So
and what was your little 6-year-old brother doing at that time?
He wanted to look, but my dad told him to sit down because we were trying to move all the stuff and get it over to the right spot.
I mean, he's 6 years old, and he was not making all kinds of noise, and he listened well.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive, not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's surprising.
We're talking with 9-year-old Mason from Marquette, and he's telling us his first buck story from this past weekend. So then what happened, Mason?
So as we're moving, and I'm trying to find it, tried to get his rangefinder, so we, like, rangefind it, and, like, again, I just keep asking him, like, "What's the range?
How far is it away?"
Yeah. He kept trying to look, and I was, like, kind of rushing him, and so, like, he said 48 yards, and I said, "Dad, can I shoot?" And he said, "Whenever you're ready, take a breath in and then a deep breath, and then whenever you're ready to shoot, then shoot the deer." So, like, it was at a tilt at this point, diagonal, and he said to shoot it right behind the shoulder. So, like, it was kind of hard to get to that point, but I was on it. When I shot, like, it must have heard something because I think it stepped a little, and I ended up shooting it in, like, the back leg.
Oh.
Yeah, and then he
were you, how nervous were you, first of all?
I mean, I was shaking, like,
of
I was...
Of course, yeah. I mean, first of all, you're 9 years old, and you got a deer, and you're ready to take your first shot ever on a deer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I was shaking many times, and I was way older than you. So tell me about what you did after you shot the deer. You realized pretty quickly that it wasn't a good shot. You hit it too far back, or did you know at that time?
So, like, after I shot, I was like, "Dad, I hit it." And then he was, like, excited at the same time. He said, "I don't think you hit it really good," but excited at the same time. So then he got his phone out, and he texted his friend, and he told us to wait there, and he could come help us find the deer.
So did you wait in the blind?
Yeah.
How bouncing off the walls were you wanting to get out there?
I was like, "Dad, how long do we have to wait to go find it?" So, like, he said, "We're going to have to wait, like, an hour before we can go find it because it wasn't a good shot." So then we waited in there. And then, like, a couple minutes before we were going to get out for his friend to come and help us, we saw a bear, like a mama bear.
Oh, you saw a bear, too?
Yeah. A big black bear. And it was, like, started laying down right on one of our bait piles. And then it gets dark, so we can't really see. And then my dad gets his head flashlight, puts it on his head, and then he turns it on. And then there's this little cub staring at him right...
Holy cow.
Yeah, right in front of him.
How nervous were you, Dad? You were nervous, I bet. I would have been. So then what happened?
I was really nervous as well, like scared. So then he like banged on a tree and like tried to make it get scared, but it was just standing there. Right after he did it, he just kept staring, but then eventually it turned around. So we packed up and then we left, and then we met my dad's friend, and then we went back in the woods. We looked for it, and it took like 2 hours for us to actually find the deer, and we were like following it, looking at where it shot, and then it started bleeding right away, but then it sprinted away, so about 30 yards until it like started bleeding again. So my dad saw a footprint in the ground, and then right in front of that, there was a bunch of blood leaking.
Oh.
So then he made me stand at the last blood, and then once he kept finding it.
And you said it was how far after you found the blood trail? How long did he run?
About 75 yards.
That's not very far, so you must have hit a main artery pretty solid if he died that quick, getting shot a little far back.
Yeah.
Got lucky then. That's okay. You learned a lot of lessons, I bet.
My dad and his friend said it was really lucky to kill a deer once you hit it right there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, and then once we got to, like, some more blood, then his friend, he saw the deer belly under the tree. There was under a tree. And then I went closer up to it, and then I saw its face and its antlers. So then we, like, got closer to it, and I was kind of scared. And then I got close to it, and we realized it wasn't breathing. And then I realized I just got my first deer.
That's fantastic. Mason, congratulations. I really appreciate you sharing the story with us. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Come back and see us when you get another one, huh?
I will.
9-year-old Mason from Marquette telling us about his first buck, 3-pointer, this past Sunday right here on The Outdoor Show.